Welcome to Quickies.
You want to know what's happening in the world of entertainment but don't have the time? Well then, allow me to welcome you to Quickies brought to you by In.com. My name is Arjun and it's time to play catch up with everything that's making the headlines today. This country is filled with an immense amount of talent and the music industry is no exception. Thanks to the various platforms that exist today, the new players have better chances of being recognized. One such platform is 7up Madras Gig, which was launched by music giant Sony Music on their YouTube channel last year. It is basically to promote independent music and artists along with fresh experience to the listeners. After a successful season 1, which showcased musicians from South India like Ukra, Sajid Satya, and also film music composers such as Santosh, Dhyan Nidhi, D. Iman, Leon James and Vivek Mervin, they are now back for season 2. The lineup for this season is quite intriguing given that you have talents like Dharan Kumar, Sean Roland, Keba Jeremiah, Jibran, Darbuka Siva and A.R. Amin. While most of them are film composers as well as singers, Keba is a guitarist and we got A.R. Amin, who is Oscar winner A.R. Rahman's 16-year-old son, making his debut as a composer with a song penned by lyricist Vivek. It is important to note that it's Amin's debut only as a composer since he's already made his debut as a singer in the Hollywood film Couple Retreat and Mani Ratnam's OK Kanmani. Over social media, lyricist Vivek conveyed as to what a humble person Amin is despite his father being a globally acclaimed musician. The promo for the second season is now out and it looks like it's only gonna get bigger and better. Holy hair! People like you and me say it only for like a day or two in the year, you know, because we're so excited about the colors, songs, fun and the general vibe of the festival. We don't mind being soaked in loud colors and watching our regular dresses turn into work of art. But then again, that's you and me on one day out of 365. But for some celebrities out there, every day is holy hair. Yes, yes, and yes. I am talking about Ranveer Singh and his bestie Karan Johar. These two undoubtedly deserve the awards for wackiest outfits if there were any. These hardcore fashionistas love to dress up, be it in real life or real life. You will see them on a fashion trip every single day, which is awesome. I mean, leopard print jackets or flashy yellow kurta to anything that looks bizarre on first sight, these guys wear it and they wear it proud. Did I mention that it's awesome? I love how uninhibited they are and I think that's what helps them pull it off with such ease. A special shout out to cricketer Hardik Pandya as well, who is in par with these two when it comes to experimenting with style and colour, and not to forget his amazing commitment when it comes to accessorizing. So how about you go make your Holi a little more colourful by checking out their Instagram, huh? So now that the news of Ajay Devgan playing the lead for Bhuj, the Pride of India, is out there, the anticipation revolved around who's going to join him in this great story which is waiting to be told. Well, anticipate no more, for we have Pariniti Chopra, Sanjay Dutt, Sonakshi Sinha, Rana Daggubati and Amy Virk joining the cast. That's right, this film is now a true multi-starrer. While we have Ajay Devgan playing the role of the brave squadron leader Vijay Karnik, who along with the rigorous help of 300 local women recovered a war-damaged IAF airstrip, we have Sanjay Dutt playing Ranchordas Sarvbhai Ravri, a pagi who can identify a person's gender, height and weight by their footprints. His character essentially helps the army win the war. Now coming to Sonakshi Sinha, she will be playing Sundarben Jetha, a farmer as well as a fearless social worker who brings along 299 women to rebuild a runway which is necessary for Indian Army officers to land, while Pariniti Chopra's character Hina Rahman is an Indian spy who stays in Lahore. Madras Regiment's Lieutenant Colonel, who was posted in the Vigakot Chowki during the 1971 war, will be portrayed by Rana Daggubati. His personality and physique perfectly suits his character. And the film will also have Punjabi star Amy Virk making his debut in Hindi cinema by essaying the role of a fighter pilot. Now, Vijay Karnik has already expressed his views about Ajay Devgan playing his role, but I'm sure a cast like this is only going to add to his excitement. With IPL 2019 about to kickstart in a few days, where we'll see Chennai Super Kings go head-on with Royal Challengers Bengaluru, the boys in red had a special visitor during one of their training sessions at the Chinnaswamy Stadium. It was none other than the Bengaluru FC and Indian football team captain Sunil Chhetri. A couple of pictures and video of the captain and the RCB team found their way to the internet. In one of the videos, Virat Kohli gathered his entire team and formally introduced Sunil to everyone by saying, "Those of you who don't know, that's Sunil Chhetri, the captain of our national football team. He's just joining on the field today. Any of you want to chat to him about your mindset or anything? Main man. Let's make him feel comfortable and welcome." Virat also tweeted a candid moment with the football legend and said that it was good to have the Indian captain around. Sunil recently lifted the trophy for the Indian Super League after Bengaluru beat FC Goa 1-0, winning his 6th title with the club. Let's hope that Sunil's luck and words encourage and help RCB perform well this season. One of Bollywood's most loved family has some good news to share. A while ago, veteran actor Rishi Kapoor began undergoing a treatment in the US for an undisclosed illness. In January, he got candid with Bollywood Hungama for the same by saying, "The procedure is long and tedious and one needs immense practice, which unfortunately is not one of my virtue." There hasn't been much news about it since, except the constant updates from his wife through her Instagram. In one of her recent posts, she wrote, "Will soon be on the same flight back," which made everyone speculate about the actor returning to India soon. But thanks to his son, the speculations have proved to be true. Ranbir recently attended the Zee Cine Awards 2019 in Mumbai, and upon being asked about his father's return, he stated that, well, he's doing very well and he will be back very soon. He's missing his movies and he's missing working in films. I really hope that with all your wishes and prayers, he comes back very soon. On that same day, Neetu had posted another picture of her husband posing for a happy selfie with Ranbir Kapoor and Karishma Kapoor. The picture made it evident that he is indeed doing a lot better. Some of his colleagues like Amir Khan, Priyanka Chopra, Anupam Kher, Sonali Bendre, who was also undergoing treatment for cancer in New York, and a few others have already paid their visits. With such great support from the industry and his family, I'm sure he'll recover soon enough and will be back on the big screen. And with that, it's time for me to sign off. My name is Arjun. Until next time.
The Quickies on in.com.